Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Don McDonald.
Okay, good afternoon. It's great to be back here at IDF, and particularly because I know that everyone in this audience has a passion for technology, just like we do at Intel. And the reason I'm pretty thrilled is because we've got some great technologies we'd like to share with you, covering a variety of Vive platforms, some dual-core performance in gaming, new networking technologies, and a bunch more. So I think the opportunity here is for everyone here as developers to see the opportunity for what we're delivering on the Intel-based platforms that in turn we think will just grow the opportunities for each and every one of your business. So it should be a fun-filled 30 minutes. Now, it's important that we actually keep paying attention to the needs of the consumer. If you remember last IDF, we had my Australian counterpart here, Genevieve Bell, who runs our research in the Digital Home Group, telling how understanding the needs of consumers are really important. And that's exactly what the Digital Home Group is all about. And in fact, we've identified six, what we call human values, or six experiences that then drive the development of the technologies within my group, but also those areas that we think are important that we'll invest in through Intel Capital or through fellow traveler engagements with many of the people in this room. And you can call them what you like, but those experiences include things like escape, playing a movie, listening to music, maybe planning or reliving a holiday. Things like control, being in control of your technology, managing all those digital devices and services in your home, or togetherness, online virtual communities, access to your technology, things like health and wellness, very important around the world. But whatever the actual experience is, they all have one thing in common. They have a consistent technical platform built on one set of common technologies. And those technologies on the Intel side, of course, are predicated on the dual core and multi-core. You've seen plenty of this today. You'll see a bit more. On what we call the star T's, and then lots of innovative software making all of those experiences play nicely together. So what we're trying to do is to create this opportunity and this roadmap for the future. And at the end of the day, we ask ourselves, well, who wins with this? And the answer, very simply, is the developers with the deepest knowledge of that platform. So let's start with what we call escape. That's the entertainment, the music, etc. It's a natural starting point designed from the ground up as a consumer entertainment platform. Dual-core CPUs, we have the Intel chipsets, and we have Intel networking silicon. The hardware alone doesn't make a platform. It also has about 1 million lines of Intel software code, and together, that combination delivers a consumer experience that's better than the sum of each individual component. And those things do the high-definition audio, video, the quick resume technology, and they shape a whole bunch of innovations that run on top of the platform. And so we're really striving to deliver this new, compelling entertainment experience. But the golden rule, as I said last time, and I'd like to demonstrate on stage today, is that they really, really have to be incredibly simple to set up. They have to be exquisitely easy to add new devices. And above all, it has to be incredibly simple to use. So I'd like to give you an example of simple. Kathy, can you join us on stage? Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Don.
What Kathy's going to do is set up a wireless secure network, and she's going to run it against the clock. So why don't you get started over there,
Excellent.
Set the clock running, and we'll keep a camera on you so you don't cheat. So what Kathy's going to do is she's going to set up a Vive PC. She's going to set up a secure wireless network. She's going to add a digital media adapter. And then lastly, she'll actually stream premium content from that Vive PC through to the DMA and onto the television display. So Kathy, you keep the starter. We've got the camera on you while you work. Just to give you a quick recap on Vive, we launched Vive at the Consumer Electronics Show. And today, consumers can choose from more than 110 designs in all shapes and sizes, with choices from both the traditional PC industry, but also the consumer electronic industry. And by the end of this year, we'll have more than 250 designs. 250 designs. And when you look at some of them, we'll show you a few in a moment, you'll realize that the high performance coupled with the low power has enabled a new breed of industrial design. And together, they deliver this new class of experience, driven, of course, in no small part by the dual-core performance. But it delivers a lot more than that. Breakthroughs in the low-power consumption allow Vive platforms to basically hold their head up high in the living room in near silence. Now, we already have several designs today that have taken advantage of the technology enabled by Vive and by the Intel technology with what we call the Sound of Silence. And so you can get many of these platforms today from FIC, TCL, ECS, MyTac, Box One, and a bunch of others. And these low-power options deliver truly living room quiet performance. They're very attractive PCs. So now we think that Vive really does deserve the title of being living room friendly. So you're a cynical bunch. And so we thought, well, let's prove it. How quiet and how friendly are these devices? So we got our testing labs in Oregon to basically compare a Vive PC with all the features enabled with maybe a few other devices that typically you have no problem having in your living room. And we measured two things. The first thing we measured was the thermals, and the second was the acoustic. So we used a thermal imaging camera, and like I said, just typical items that you find in your living room. And in this case, don't get hung up on the methodology. There's 20 different ways of doing this. But we actually measured them after an idle time of 15 minutes. Now, interestingly, a DVD player sits idle after 15 minutes running at 73 degrees Celsius. To put this in context, we actually went to the Starbucks across the road, and we asked the barista there to measure his Starbucks coffee. That's 77 degrees. We had to do that. There's a legal disclaimer as well on there. You know, barista measured the performance. But that just shows you that a DVD player running in idle in the home, in your living room, is running at 70-odd degrees Celsius, the same as a delicious cup of Starbucks coffee. And then we measured the other living room devices that typically you find on there. And you can see them from a set-top box, from an entertainment PC, or from a game console. And you can see a variety of temperatures going from north down to south. And if you actually look at the Golden Gate, remember Golden Gate was the small, very, very gorgeous form factor that we showed on stage as a concept PC here at the last IDF. The thermals on Golden Gate is actually cooler than a baby's nightlight that you have in your child's room or your baby's room. So when you look at the spectrum of devices on the thermal aspect alone, the technology, high performance, low power through our technologies, our chipsets, etc., in the Vive platforms, absolutely can hold its head up high. But the challenge then is that when you're cooling electronic equipment, often that means noisy fans. And in fact, it can be exacerbated when you put this through into smaller, some of these cool form factors. Typically, the frequency of the noise and the density of the air or the airflow going through can actually make it very uncomfortable. So we plotted the acoustics as well. And again, in this case, don't get hung up on the measurements, but we actually measured the acoustic pressure in a chamber with a dome of microphones at 1 meter. And what you can see, basically, is that in general, the acoustic levels are inversely proportional to the idle temperatures, with two exceptions. And those two are both Vive PC platforms. The first, as you can see on the screen, I'm sorry, I went too far there. The first one is the Vive idle temperature. Can I just go back one? Thank you. As you can see, the entertainment PC, this is the Box One. This is actually passively cooled. And we have one on stage just over there. We'll show you that in a second. And so clearly, that one is running at essentially ambient temperature. And the noise level of that product is very, very cool. The second one is the Golden Gate, which has got incredibly low thermals and very, very reasonable acoustics. And you compare that with a game console, it has lower idle temperature, but the actual noise of that system is very, very loud. And so in general, as developers, you can absolutely take advantage of the technology provided in the Vive platforms, whether they go in the bedroom, in the den, in the office, in the kitchen, or indeed in the living room. Fabulous thermals, fabulous acoustics. So the technology is there to enable you to create these cool designs, and we invite you to take advantage of the work that our architects and designers have invested in the product. Now, we'll continue to expand Vive connectivity and Vive capabilities, and very soon you'll be able to remote content and applications with even further improved networking features. And with those new usage models, home networking becomes even more important. Now, the good news is there's even more choice for consumers as they decide what is the right networking choice for your home. And in general, the rule from Intel is that we're very agnostic. And in fact, we support hybrid versions of the networking protocols in and around your home. So Sean actually showed you a few moments ago 802.11n and some other technologies. And we simply don't want to get lost in an alphabet soup of technologies or network transports. On the other hand, we don't believe that you can have a one-size-fits-all, depending on where you live. And we also don't want to disappoint by setting a promise and not fulfilling it. So we're advocating this hybrid or this agnostic networking approach. So we think we can ensure a strong IP backbone with all the flexibility of wireless. And so, for example, in Sean's demo, the 802.11 was something like 4 to 8x the throughput of Wi-Fi, which means that with that, you can stream multiple high-definition streams. Now, you could use 802.11 across your entire house as the backbone as well as the local transport, or you could use it in connection with a wired backbone. And if you have, if you're talking about wired, you can look at Ethernet, of course. And if you do, that's fabulous. But not everyone has Ethernet, and not everyone wants to pull wires. And so in that case, we would recommend HomePlug AV. It's simple, it's easy, the wires are already there through your electrical sockets, and it's taking off. There, worldwide, there's already been more than 4.5 million HomePlug shipments around the world. It's by far ships more HomePlug than all the other PLC protocols combined. And in fact, on Kathy's protocol there, you have not finished.
I'm just waiting for you.
Okay, that's a new record. We'll come on to you in a second. You're not supposed to be finished yet. Okay. But on Kathy's network, she is actually using, in some parts of the network, the HomePlug AV. So to see the full benefits of HomePlug, I'd invite you to visit both the Intelon and the Conexant booths where they've got high-definition streaming over there. It really is superb. It really is consumer-friendly, and it's with us today.